This is Mark Dunley, and we're talking with Peter Lavigne, who's one of the state co-chairs of the Green Party of New York State. And Peter, we're about to see the annual State of the State address by the governor. What are some of the key issues that the Green Party is looking at here in New York State in 2018?
We have four key issues that we've identified as legislative priorities in 2018. The first, and probably familiar to your listeners, is single-payer health care. Many of you may know that there is a bill, the New York Health Act, that is about one senator short of passing. Governor Cuomo has said that he would sign it if it came to his desk. And we're looking to push that as one of our main priorities. Also, a ban on single-use plastic bags. We're looking to make sure that we have a statewide ban. Last year, Greens pushed for a ban in New York City, which unfortunately the legislature and the governor spiked. So, you know, the Greens have come around and said, well, if you're not going to allow it to happen in New York City, let's do it across New York State. Let's get in front of it. These are, you know, major problems in terms of waste, and New York State can become a leader in banning plastic bags. Also, mass transit. This is something that I think New Yorkers are familiar hearing about, and the deterioration of the subways. This is going to be a major issue in 2018. You know, New York City subways need a massive amount of capital to rebuild. I mean, the governor and the legislature have been using the MTA as a piggy bank for years, have stripped it of much of its funding, and we're seeing the results now. And what's interesting to us is that mass transit and mass transit funding, both in New York City and the rest of New York State, which we'd like to see expanded, is a way that we can combat climate change. That's the fourth of our issues. You know, we'd like to see an immediate attempt to move towards a carbon-free economy in New York State, to solarize, to make sure that we move towards renewable energy, something we can do in the next 10 to 15 years. It absolutely has to be done. So those are our four main issues, and we hope to be pursuing them in the legislature in 2018, both by, you know, talking to legislative officials and also out in the streets, you know, talking to everyday voters, talking to people who want to come to Albany and also in their local communities to protest and to say, you know, we need to move on these issues to make New York a better and greener place.
Now, right now, the state is facing somewhere in the order of about a $4 billion annual deficit. Governor Cuomo, of course, has always says he's opposed tax increases, and even the assembly speaker said that if the federal tax cuts went through at the federal level and we lost the ability for rich people to deduct their income taxes in New York, that he would oppose any increase to tax the wealthy because he doesn't want them to flee to Texas or someplace. How would New York Green Party go about trying to raise revenues here in the state? Or would you just support cutting services across the board?
I think that the first thing that we would do is, and we have been doing this for a number of years, is talk about not rebating the stock transfer tax. This is a financial transactions tax that's been on the books for nearly a century, I think over a century at this point. And ever since Mario Cuomo, we've simply given back the percentage tax that we take on each stock purchase to the purchaser. You know, a number of years ago, the Fiscal Policy Institute here in Albany said that we could raise probably between $5 and $8 billion a year. That study was done between 5 and 10 years ago. Who knows what it would be now? I think that that would be one way to close the budget deficit. Another way would be to restore progressive income taxation in New York State. We have a very slightly progressive income tax here in New York State at this point. We would like to see a return to the 70s bracketing system where we could have 12, 13, 14 brackets where the wealthy, the very top 1%, where most of the wealth is accrued, pay the majority of taxes and the rest of us get a tax break, which is certainly not the case in New York State with its relatively flat structure right now. And especially after what's happening in Congress right now, we're not going to see at the national level. And I'd like to add that there are studies, multiple studies, that show that taxing the wealthy does not make them move. In fact, over and over again, scholars have shown that if you raise taxes, it raises revenues, and the wealthy stay put even if they claim that they're going to move. So I think this is something that the governor is either misinformed about or is not telling the truth on.
Now, in the Capital District, we have the Upper Hudson Green Party, which covers a number of the counties throughout the area, Warren, Saratoga, Schenectady, Albany, and Rensselaer. What are some of the plans that the Green Party has, locally in 2018?
Well, I think, number one, we'd like to run candidates for state and federal races. There are a number of assembly and state senate races, and we'd like to get out there both finding people who want to run as Greens and also supporting people who will announce, hopefully, in the next couple months. And we'd also like to support our gubernatorial candidate next year. 2018 is a gubernatorial year. That's where we can maintain our ballot status. We need 50,000 votes as a party for a gubernatorial candidate. The last few cycles, we've had Howie Hawkins run, and he's both got us ballot status in 2010 with about 70,000 votes, and then he got over 100,000, I think over 150,000 votes in 2014, and we're now row D. We'd like to do better. We'd like to be row A, B, or C. So, that's going to, I think, take up a lot of 2018 here locally, besides expanding, our issues-based campaigns based on what's going on in the Capital District and what's going on at the state level.
Now, following Bernie Sanders' campaign, and to a certain extent, certainly Jill Stein as well, there does seem to be an upsurge of support, especially among young voters, for the concept of socialism. Mm-hmm. And I know that's something that the Green Party has grappled with, whether it's an anti-capitalist party or not. So some of those young people out there looking for a socialist alternative, how does the Green Party meet their needs?
I'd like to say that I'm one of the founders of the Green Socialist Caucus, something that we have here locally, and are looking to expand across New York State and hopefully to the rest of the National Green Party. What I'd like to say is this: the Greens are a broad party. We're not explicitly socialist, but we welcome socialists. We welcome people who want to think beyond capitalism. At the national level last year, we added a platform plank on economic democracy. That was something many of us here in New York State were in favor of us, those of us who are either supporters of socialism or sympathetic. So I think that the important point is that the Green Party is a place where you can run as a socialist. We invited Bernie to run last year on a green line. Many of our platform points are in line with what people who support socialism, I think believe, things like single-payer health care, living wage jobs, ending the wars abroad and American militarism. I mean, these are things that we can talk about as Greens, and then there's a space for them, even if the Greens aren't explicitly a socialist party.
So if people want to get more active in the Green Party, how can they do so? And, what sort of the Green reaction to the first year or so of the Trump administration? Has he been as bad as you had thought he would be?
I think Trump has been as bad, if not worse. I think that what's going on with the Trump administration is that there is an outward appearance of chaos. I mean, and obviously Trump says things that, don't exactly help what he wants to do, which is uniformly terrible. but behind the scenes, he's dismantling many of the regulations and protections that we have, the safeguards that we have based on, environmental protections, worker safety, and those regulations. And then in terms of foreign policy, Donald Trump is pursuing, I think, openly what other presidents have pursued covertly, which is this imperialist foreign policy. So we're seeing this warlike kind of bellicosity from him that only happened behind the scenes with Obama, who would come out and say very nice things and then bomb countries. So I think that Trump has been on the whole terrible, and I think moving forward that we have to unite as a left and say we're not going to allow this to happen. We're going to elect independent left candidates to office. We're going to protest in the streets. We're not going to allow corporate Dems or corporate candidates to buy off the movement. And in terms of how people can get involved locally, if they're interested in that, you can find us online at Facebook at Upper Hudson Green Party. We have a website, and you can find us through the State Green Party, State Green Party's website right now, which is gpny.org. And our next meeting will be on the third Tuesday in January at 6:45 p.m. in the main branch of the Albany Public Library on Washington Avenue.
And that was Peter Lavigne of the Green Party of New York, and this has been Mark Dunley for WOOC.